for a Title 11 to this, and send down one of those Jewish assemblies and do that, please. Get that gun right away, okay? Yeah, I've got to do it because I just can't leave this. I can't leave this hanging here for a week now without. I don't give a damn who they are. I mean, some Jews and liberals and so forth, you know, like we be of Chicago, PBR, I'd send him up his name. Well then, all right, send Johnson up, that other one down there. Not us, but he's already sent Clark. They send the phone to the law school down there. At least get on from Harlem, Texas. Try it, yeah. Just pick up if you can't on any kind of names that are conservative enough. Powell or somebody, I don't know. But
I think our strategy was right too, Tom. Thank you.
best for him would be any time between 1 and 4:15.
Yeah,
stop this account. The solution to that one is the corn crisis. I mean, they're now hitting for a meeting with the president.
I know.
That isn't the answer. Either we can give it to him or we can't. Whatever we can give him, we should.
I know about the corn crisis, though.
No. It's just an
ecology country.
But it was our fault until it did.
Because of the blight. Pardon, you see.
We programmed the blight and it didn't happen. Now we're up to our next corner.
The mice.
So Harden thinks he has a plan, but they don't think it's a suitable plan. As it turns out, the removal of Harden at this point in time will be very good because it will be, that's their calling for his head, and now they're going to get him with it. And they'll let them think they got him.
But what about Josh?
I've got to keep him out of here. There's no question. Nobody.
Is anybody here?
Nobody has the
sweater stuff
that you should see Jack
for the Agony of Ohio.
No, he doesn't keep up with me. Certainly. Made the point that you've seen too much of Jack. No, I say that's a problem.
I see Curtis.
You know, that's why they want you to see him.
That's right.
When there are good guys who want to
see him. Say, for example, Curtis would come in. That would be a nice touch.
Well, I'm not sure you want anybody.
No, but I mean, if Curtis asks, which he probably has, you know, you're kind of around somebody, and sometimes just have Curtis in and protect him. That's an ease. So that he keeps on going. I know it's hard enough for him. It's ridiculous. I mean, Jesus Christ, I know it better than you do. I hear it all the time. I hear it from the farmers. The farmers last night, so.
Oh, the big hang up now is just 10 cents. Support price and general consensus seems to be that that's probably we probably got to work out a way to get the 10 cents.
Of course,
$1.05 and $1.15 starts 10% increase in the corn price support program. And that buys us the big chunk of the Midwest.
As I marked Miller's argument, as I marked in the news summary, in which of course only a politician would understand. You don't get this from Dole. Dole doesn't understand this, but he's a wheat man. Corn is all that matters in the grains for us. Corn is Iowa. It's Chicago. It's not an asshole, but it's Ohio. It's Illinois. It's Indiana. That is corn. Now, goddamn, that's why corn has to be done. And forget the goddamn wheat, which everybody screams at me about all the time. See my point?
Yeah.
It's corn and hogs.
Yeah.
That affects the big states. They all attend this to the insurance.
Okay, and there, that's
good. So can we get it moved on right away?
That's what they're trying to
do. You better do it.
They're meeting right now. They're meeting first thing this morning.
But do it before it builds up and reinforces.
See, that was Miller's argument to all our people. As he said, you're getting the same thing as Mill. You're not going to do it, then there's going to be an outcry. In 2 weeks, later, you're going to back down and do it. You'll get no credit. You're still
all right about that. Sure, can Harden see that?
No.
Why can't he?
Well, Harden isn't very bright.
Well, he really isn't bright. I mean, he's just a good, nice fellow.
He's a nice guy. I mean, Democrat.
Pretty sure. How are we coming on that successor deal?
We've got
many candidates. We've got
several alternatives that we're trying to
run down,
see if any of them is viable, and we just got to move on. There's, other than Mitchell and you, there's very, very strong opposition to Louis Dunn.
All right. Okay.
Well,
I mean, I'm
John, I'm strongly for it, but anybody with any tie to the farm thing just says he
all right.
You just reach out, doesn't have any tie to the farm.
Sorry, don't take it. So I'm not going to do this to the farm, too, that we got any ideas?
Yeah. I forgot which ones there are that are any good. Butts, Coke, some old men. You know, an old man might not be a bad idea.
Butts.
Who coaches in Pearl Grove, California?
Butts, I think, would be fine.
But Butts might be pretty good. And you could bring the guy in now.
Butts,
if you understand with that guy that you're only asking him to stay a little over a year. So that it would be in a
There are a couple others that are possibilities. I think Mitchell will still fight power.
Well, it isn't worth it. It is. I mean, I'm not trying to win. I'm just trying to get that somebody that can do the goddamn job and not get us in any trouble. We do have this. We don't do anything for them.
Well, what you really want is a guy who will go out and talk to these damn guys and try to solve the Jack Miller type problems.
Do we have anybody that talks to them?
Yes, he has. And as I said, Art talked to the 3 hours.
Jesus Christ, man,
that's when you talk to Miller, you figure out they hear that. And there's no sympathy for Miller, but there's a recognition we have to keep his mouth shut. And the only way you do that is to sit and listen to him.
Well, you mean he's the only one that's squealing about not preparing? Well, who the hell is squealing about? What is it that matters? We do these tapes for people and
apparently there was also a while back, although not currently, with Spock, because he wanted to come in and talk to you about sugar. At the time he got into the sugar
plant. My point was, I guess, that I wouldn't talk politics.
Is that we should bring it up because we're going to lose support with Hanawha, and that it's better to get it voted now and make an effort. We can defeat it.
Sure.
In the House, the other strategy is just leave it on the, it's on the Speaker's desk now, and we, he'll keep it there as long as we want him to. So we can just leave it there. But someday, somehow, you're going to have to get around the military procurement.
Yeah, well, the theory for we at this school may think that we're going to make it to somehow, so we're not. See, that's the whole point.
And knowing that you're not,
I think we better
would argue that maybe it's better to go now. You got the Russian trip and, you know, some
pretty good ideas. My view is to go now. I thought I made it clear that maybe I did. I told everybody that I told McGregor that when I got in the car. I told Timmons that when I got back in the car. I told Ager that. I told Eric and such, you know what I mean? But without
maybe where they are,
without about that is critical. That they don't know about it. Larry doesn't even know about it. Right in the come up and get the goddamn thing now. And could you even see I know the UPI story that they were
scouting. They ran out that they had 10 senators in my 10
Congress and I
changed.
Well, then could you work on so, kind of a thing.
That's pretty broad speculation.
I said, what did you think? I know. But I would think that our team, like greater they should be feeling pretty good right now on that sort of thing, shouldn't they? Or
yeah.
But they know that now's the time to ride. The congressmen are maybe there they are. I don't know how are they feeling.
Are they? I think good.
They don't. Then don't bring it up.
They're concerned, as they always are. And you know, it's, you get into another battle. And there's always a chance we might lose. And then they're worried about what does that do to you.
My point is broader. Now is the time for a greater crowd to be all the Republicans and so forth, to be upbeat.
Yeah.
Correct. And what do you have to do? You think I have to get them in, give them pep talkers? Is that what they need or what?
No, I think they're upbeat. I think they're just trying to analyze where they stand.
Yeah. But you got to get it while it's hot. They're going to have rubber times now.
You don't know that, which is, and they probably won't have much, when things are going to get much worse. Yesterday was a nationwide moratorium for peace, and that ended up zilch, nothing.
This was the day, yesterday was the day, and the 14th, that's right.
13th was the nationwide moratorium.
But it is important.
That
is,
we're going to have a evict Nixon operation. 25th apparently on Veterans Day.
What's that show?
That's going to be a march around the White House with it. You can start putting an eviction notice on the fence or something. You're to be evicted. And they're purposely not getting a permit and all the permits going to go for disobedience and see what happens. But they, our intelligence was pretty good on the moratorium. They talked a lot about it, but we could find no evidence that they had ginned up any support. That's the way it turned out. Even on the campuses, it was supposed to be a stay away from classes thing, and on no campus did they get more than a couple hundred participants.
Is that right?
And it just...
Well, you know, you had a few interest. They weren't going to get much out of it.
Yeah.
You just don't think you think the scene is out of it, is it?
Yeah. I do. I also think the job business helps us. I think, and I have a strong feeling from just my own kids on the campus and the readings you get and all the things. I think it's hard to remember that they can't get a degree to get a job.
I think it's used to be I must say it all very strange on me if I had the idea.
It was anonymous. We never thought about that.
And I just think of that. I thought of getting a good grade. Figured it out.
Let's try these
kids with bad grades aren't going to get a good job spot. They'll be all pumping gas. That's a damn truth to you know.
Which is fine.
They ought to pump gas.
Well, some of the scholarship business and all that isn't holding up where I was after work a little more in school.
Is that right? You cannot abridge the scholarships.
All these grants aren't as easy to come by.
Great.
he's like LBJ in a sense, and like you in a sense. He's got to get away from here and back to his root source. You got to get back to the ocean from time to time. He's got to get back to the Texas ranch just like us.
In order to have some sort of a standing, really, yeah. He seems to be fine with all kinds of opportunity. How does he not do this one?
Great. Great. I think that's what he does, and I think he's, I don't think he can change that. I don't think he's a guy who wants to level up. I think he wants to peak and then fold up for a while,
right?
And that's fine. That's the way he paces himself. He can do it where he is. You can't. That's, you got, because you can't control your,
I can't quite handle that.
Walked out. have just walked out, taken 5 minutes.
All right.
Walked out of the room.
Mangled a little, so-called.
Shake hands a little bit, but just keep working your way to the door instead of...
That's right. And then go and then good evenly.
And look like you didn't, you know, rush yourself away.
That's right.
That you didn't have all day just to stand
in front. That's right. All right. That's what it's going to be from now on. I'm going to do that for a curious too.
Apparently Henry wanted to. Henry and Carl both want you to do, but it just isn't.
No, it isn't.
This is what we want to do. I'm busy with information.
The other one that Henry and Steve have asked for is that you see Mac Toon. It has to be today or tomorrow because of the upcoming visit of Tito.
No. Turn it down.
He's, you know, he's been confirmed not to go to Yugoslavia.
That's great, but we'll turn it down. That's my order. I will not see him. I mean, since Mike, he's got the appointment. I will not see him under any circumstances. Now, we're not going to do any of that shit anymore, you know, for this is because somebody's coming into us.
You know, it's ridiculous.
To review East-West relations in light of the forthcoming visit of President.
They all will. They'll be happy to review it.
Yeah.
State reviews him. I'm not going to go again. I don't want him ever to raise his son anymore. We're not going to do this sense anymore.
And just waste your time. It's like, Christ, we only see a politician. Why don't we see Mac Toon? Nice for him. Henry said, gee, that was very helpful. I should wait until he liked it very much.
should I call BB?
BB knows that he's coming to Billy Ray. That's right. His name is Walker. Just bring him along. If you're ready to go.
Does he know? Is he planning to come on up here?
Yeah. Okay. I know where he's going. Good. It is planned to come on up to Camp David in case we get here. Okay. So he'll be all set. Might get see if Holt's free. If he isn't, he's taking well from that place. Incredible eyes.
competitive.